a company named Oath. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We've got news this week of another giant corporate merger involving some familiar internet names.
AOL and Yahoo will merge to become a new telecom company called Oath.
Of course, it wasn't the merger that prompted comments as much as the new company's name.
It's pretty funny. One person tweeted, "Don't name your company after the sound made when people hit their head on the cabinet door."
It was all over Twitter. It was on the tech blogs.
Oath. When you first hear it, it sounds a little dark. Oath.
Yes. And then it dawns on you. How can anybody who uses the internet make fun of company names? May I point out that every one of us, every day with a straight face, uses a search engine called
Google.
One of the most successful news aggregation websites is called the Drudge Report. What a downer. Who'd read that besides the 18 million people a month who read it? Before you eat out at a restaurant, what do? You go to a website named
Yelp.
Everything you buy online comes from a company named after a tribe of ruthless female warriors. So really, are we going to make fun of a company called Oath? Well, at least this blogger finally concluded, no.
I'm indifferent to it. Like, I don't really care.
Maybe because he took a look at the name of the company he works for.
Working for TechCrunch.
Which, by the way, is owned by the company now called
Oath.
To me, though, the weirdest thing is the assumption that the word Oath is somehow dumber than the word
Yahoo!
Yeah. Yahoo's original name, by the way, David and Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web, which made it sound like it was run by an ice cream company. David and Jerry, worth about $6 billion now, thanks to that stupid name. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.